Parshas Sisa has in itself, the Chet Eagle on the one side, and also has some of the tremendous Giluyim that we have in other Inyanim of Torah that is almost Kilu Azelu Maseh. We have the Har Eini as Kvedecha, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meramis to him a certain Leyanel V'choy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give him some Giluyim. Pashtus, this is a Hakdama for the next parasha, which is the Yud Gimel Midas. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted him to spell for Chet Eagle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed that he would extol the punishment, but he showed him a Seder Tefillah that was Meyuchat for Chet Eagle. The Seder Tefillah is Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, that became our Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim. So we have to understand that the Pshat is, if there was a separate Seder of Tefillah, it means it's a key to something that you couldn't get from the normal Seder Tefillah. Tefillah is not a game like, you know, you say the right Shemus and, you know, presto, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers. Or if you keep begging or nagging, even if you don't deserve it, Kadosh Baruch Hu will get tired of you and just give it to you. I mean, none of these things apply to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Seder Tefillah means there's a certain mahalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave certain things in the world through Bakasha. And the Bakasha has to be appropriate. You have to ask for something that's appropriate. You have to ask by right of something that's appropriate. In other words, on what basis are you asking for it? So a person almost needs parnasa, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to have parnasa, that's normal. So a person is mispal for it in Baruch Aleinu, and that's appropriate. On the other hand, if a person asks for Ashirus Mufleges, so by what right? By what basis? Why? Just because you're begging for it, just because you're asking for it? It has to be some sort of mahalach and tefillah where things can have a makom to be answered. It has to fit into something. So Chet Ha'Egel exhausted the normal makor, the normal mahalach, and therefore it needed to have a new gilui of some sort of tefillah that it's possible to be mispalel for, so that this also comes into the world of tefillah. It's positive by kasha, just like the mashal. If a person would stand today by the kaver of somebody dead, I be mispalel that because Rebbe Chaim makes him now. It's a tefillah shav. It's a bad tefillah. It's a wrong tefillah. There is no mahalach today of tchias hameisim, and b'meila we don't ask for it. So there had to be. I mean, the Chet Ha'Egel was finished, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, I'm Chas V'Shalom going to be Mechala Kal Yisrael, I'm wiping out Kal Yisrael, and that's it. So there was a certain b'china of Kal Yisrael had no makom further. What was this scala? So in the Seder Tefillah, there has to be some sort of understanding, some sort of mahalach where you can be mespalel for more. So in the shame itself in the layout of Yud Gimel Midas, there's a big machloikis over here about what exactly is the Seder and the structure of the Yud Gimel Midas. How do you identify Yud Gimel Midas? So there's a big machloikis showing him if Hashem Hashem, if the first Shem Hashem is a midah of, is one of the Yud Gimel Midas or not. So that's a machlokes Rishonim. The Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal say a very different mahalach. They say that the first name actually is Kael, Rachum V'Chanun. The Kael is the first name. Hashem Hashem is more the klolius. It's your calling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not part of Yud Gimel Midas Al Kaponim. And you give me the start from Kel Rachum V'Chan Erech Hapayim. They split up Erech Hapayim the two and Rav Chesed Emes, I think the two. Or they split up the other midas in a way that they get you give them midas. While Kaponim, they hold that kale is the beginning of the of those midas. There is a smach to it from the fact that you have the, you have by micha the seid of yud gimel midas mikel kamaicha. That's the one we say by tashlich, and it's mechuvin connect these midas. So mikel kamaicha is pashas connected kale, and therefore it's a smach that the word that the shem of kale is the first shem connected the of the yud gimel midas rachmin. Al kaponim, the mezritcha magid said the following point. He said that the yud gimel this is not his. The yud gimel midas rachmin are mechuvin connected yud gimel midas atoyin adreshes behem, and therefore kale is connected kal v'chomer, rachum is gzeir shava, and kale is connected kal v'chomer, and that's why he says when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for his sister kale nor refonola. Akadosh Baruch Hu answered back with a kal v'chomer, but via yorek yorek faneha, and so on. So therefore, you see that the Shem Kale is keneged lumas kal v'chomer. That's what he says, more or less. He also says the others say that Yaakov Avinu, you have the Yud Gimel, the Yud Beis Shvatim with Yaakov Avinu being the first, the Sheirish of it. So it says that Akadosh Baruch Hu was Kro'oi Kale. They learned the Psukim that Akadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Kale. So the name Kale is the appropriate name for the Sheirish of Yud Gimel. That's the Tzustals of Bidarkam and so on. I'd like to understand a little bit what that means. Well, I mean, it's an extremely deep part. Bechlal, the whole musig that Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim are connected, the Yud Gimel Midas Shatan Reshvim seem to us like just a wild zustel of just looking for Yud Gimel. I mean, the other Yud Gimels that do, Yud Gimel Brises makes sense, but Yud Gimel Midas Shatan Reshvim. And Bechlal, and that's him, his sushtal of kale to kal v'chomer because of kale narefonala. He adds a knetch, the magid, he says that since refuah comes to this world with a kal v'chomer, it says, the Gemara says by Tchias HaMesim, there's a kal v'chomer that those who never lived in the world come into the world. Those who live in the world certainly come in the world. So every Tchias HaMesim, every rejuvenation of something that had Tchias comes into this world. Therefore, this is something. So Refuah is Kolol on that Kal V'chomer. Those are the words. I'd like to try a little bit to be misamek in it, because Bemis, it's a Dover Omakad Mo'id. Let's try to understand a little bit. Let's go take it to Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nedreshes. Let's talk a little bit about it. There are Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nedreshes Behen, and there is Kal V'chomer is really very different than the other ones. First of all, the other ones are a pre-agreed system. In other words, Gzer Shava, Hekish, Kal Prat Kal, those are all only, it's only if the person telling you that it's written like that, that you could possibly say them. In other words, if a person tells you that any time I used a word in my contract, it means the same thing, then I have a right to do it. If not, there's a reason to say that you're using it in different contexts, in different sense. Do I mean to be marba? Do I mean to be memayit? Those are really things that are only valid if the person conveying the message is sort of pre-agreed that this is okay. Kal v'chomer is something that makes sense to me. I say to myself, if this person is arguing over a $5 surcharge, if I'm going to ask for another $500, he certainly is going to argue on it. It has nothing to do with the person telling me, well, you should know that I'm going to, you can dash me kavachom. Kavachom is my drasha. That's one difference. There's a machlokes rishonim also when it says, ein adam dangzei shavel me'atzmoi. Machlokes rishonim, Rashi and Tosis, others, whether does it mean only gzeir shavi can be done atzmoi, but other things you can? Or fakert, only kal v'chaymer, Rashi says, you can be down matzman, all other midas, you can't. And it stands to reason. Gzer Shav is the one that is least makes sense, in other words. You can't just pick words, or else it just you'd make a shambles out of Torah. Other klal, or prato klal, is more, let's call it logical. And kal v'chaymer is totally logical. So is the only thing that a person can be done me'atzmoi libid kul alma, and that clearly so. I mean, the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about kal v'chayma, the Gemara says v'dinhu. V'dinhu means it has to be like that. So v'dinhu says it has to be like that. It's muchrach like that. So kal v'chayma is something that's logically muchrach. And something that we learn mitzad de kairi, not mitzad de nikra. On the other hand, other limudim have a very, very precise definition as to what we learn. We learn chidushim, and we learn them with great precision. Klal uprat to klal, he's marba this, he's marba keina prat, klal uprat, he's marba something. All of them. We end up with very, very specific din and very specific halachis. Kal v'chayma, the Gemara has a cap on kal v'chayma. Dayo lovim in adin lios kenide. That you can't, even though the kal v'chayma itself implies more, v'via yorek lefaneha halek tekolim shivis yam, and so there's a certain implication that if I were to take it to its logical conclusion, I should do more than that. But kal v'chayma doesn't allow it, except when it's nifrach, which is also interesting. Man of shach, if the drasha doesn't tell you, then why? If it's nifrach, l'mayin of gemina. Akapanim, those are things that are kind of perplexing about kal v'chayma versus other things. So let's understand where kal v'chayma takes us to. There are things that a person says mefurish, and those in yanim are what it says kiksavim. There are things that I have included, not mefurish. But I have included them in a tzura of remiza. So, lemashal, if I say that if you live in this apartment, you have to do upkeep. So, upkeep includes in itself, and I say upkeep, for instance, like cleaning. So I can. There are other things that are included, not beferish, but included in the meaning of it, in so to speak, in the klal of what I'm giving. That's a second darga. There's another darga, and this is everything, even if it has a set structure, migeda kal v'chayma, it includes an almost infinite amount of things that are not in it, not listed in it, not specified, but it's included in the content of something, is something much greater than itself. In other words, a kal v'chayma tells me that this is a kli, so the contract itself tells you X, Y, and Z. Anything that's a kal v'chayma from it is there not because there's meramis to it, but because in a certain sense, it's like when I hold something from the bottom, even if it's 100 feet tall, everything is being held in that hand because it extends from that. Kal v'chomer is a midah, is a tfisa, an understanding that we're something, that everything, that things have themselves much more content than has been presented. Like Yoyse Mimasha Shekrosif Nechem Nichta Poi, Nema Poi. There's much more. And Kal v'chomer, in a certain sense, allows for me to grasp something that I can't grasp. I want to give a dogma for it. Let's say I'm as smart as Reuven. So I say, whatever Reuven knows, I know, and whatever I know, Reuven knows. So that's a fair heckish. I know five things, he knows five things, and there's a heckish one to the other. We're equal. I can also say that I know one language, he knows two languages. So that is something that fits in to the structure that I have. I know what knowing one language is, so I know what knowing two languages and three languages. It's a question of how many pieces are there. Let's say I'm learning from somebody whose seichel and tfisa are beyond me. The person himself is so much deeper than I am. So, what I, and I'm in awe of the person. So someone will ask me, what are you sort of spoil from the person? Say, because of his tremendous depth, and I mean, do you understand it? No. So what are you sort of spoil from? So I'm going to say, because from whatever it is that I do understand from him, I see that there's so much more to it, and that's my hispilus is. So my hispilus lies from that which I was typhus. I was oimid on something beyond that. And bimela I could be typhus. I'm typhus at Bederash Kal v'chomer. And that's why to say specifically, so tell me, what does your Rebbe know? I can only say, well, I heard Shurim and Baba Kam from him, that's all I can say. But if I understand that included in that is that which goes beyond and beyond and beyond, and that's my tfisa in it. So the tfisa of Kal v'chomer is a tfisa that allows me to deher something beyond. Daya lovim and adin leis kenod means I can only be magdir. I can't give a bigger iser than I have in the first one, because I don't have the kelim to be metapel with it. Kal v'chomer tells me that the chomer is beyond my hasaga. It's beyond my tfisa. So I don't have the kelim to say exactly how much. So I need to. So all I can say is greater than. I can only say it's as much as me I know, and it's much more than that. Me toich what I know, me tivon shal krev matem market tivon shal ruchoykin. So Kal v'chomer is a type of tfisa and havana that allows me to be toifis and miktsas, and to be yirid, and to deher that there's more than the miktsas. I don't know. I can't be magda the more than the miktsas, but the more than the miktsas is koilel everything, anything, everything. That's what it's koilel. So we now have in Torah we have it that there are three types of inyanim given in Torah. There are inyanim that say mefurish. There are inyanim that come through drasha. Because that's Akadosh Baruch Hu put it in that way, and b'meila I can be teifesit. But once I know the drasha, once I darshan the gzer shava, the hekish, the binyanav, the whatever I darshan, I now have a very clear hagdara that these are the gdorim, and this is nageh tesvav, this is nageh tesvav, this is nageh here, and this is nageh here, and I have it down clearly. Kal v'chomer is something that allows to say it's greater than. I can't say anything more than that. All I can say is it's greater than that. That's why, so the midah of kale is that midah that allows for saying, from what I have, I see a lot more. The Gaon says something similar in Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vanoira, Kel Elyon. In other words, there's an inherent contradiction in trying to be Magdak Shvach Shvachim. The famous Gemara, Sein Mina L'Kula Shvacha. If you're going to keep listing Shvachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to finish. So we say Gibor V'Neira, Godel Gibor V'Neira, are three inyanim that we know, that we saw. But we say Hakel, meaning from that which I was toifis in seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the world, Godel Gibor V'Neira I see in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas of Gadlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas of Gvura and Neira. So I can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kale. There's a shayrish from where all this comes, that the shayrish is much greater, much deeper. These are branches of a shayrish, but the shayrish itself is much greater, much deeper. That is the meaning of the Shem of Kale. So the parallel of Kal V'Chomer in Sichlius and Tfisa of Torah is Neshem Kael in the Midas Harachmi. Let's try to understand a little bit in the inyan of the Tefillah Shabbai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a world that He created with Din and Mishpat and Schar, and Tachlis, and so on. Those are Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, a complete complement of Midas, that this is what He wants, this is what He desires, and this is what He brought in people in the world for. Chaim has a Gevul in the Bria. And when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, Misa was Nigzer, and that came to an end. So the boundaries of Chaim and Misa were Nikva in Eitz Hadas and Eitz Chaim. So when Adam was Chayt to Eitz Hadas, there was Niknas Misa lo. The same thing happened again in Klal Yisrael, and this is on a much bigger oifin. Klal Yisrael should have been, they received Torah's Chaim, they should have been Chai. When they were Chayta with Chet HaEgel, Mechia and Kliya was Nigzan Klal Yisrael. That marks the boundaries, the Gvul of the possible. There's no possible existence. Because Baruch Hu wasn't playing a game with Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's something that it's final. But there is a mahalach, and it's a mahalach that was a great vikuach. In the Gemara Sanhedrin brings between the minim and Gvir Mesisa, it says they tied it to him. They came along the minim. They said, "You're dead wrong." If people who are living in the world die, then the people who died are certainly very dead. That's an argument that you can't argue with. It means death is finality in the world, and it's over with. So if Chiyus ends in Misa, then there's no continuation for Misa. I mean, Misa is the Gvul of Chaim, and that's it. They answered back with a Kal V'Chomer, those people who never existed got existence. So those people who once existed certainly should get existence. In other words, it doesn't make any sense mitzad the structure of nature. And nature, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. I'm talking about not just physical nature, I'm talking about everything. You're right. In terms of what's nizgala in the world, the gilu is that Chaim goes to Misa and not the other way around. But there's another gilu. In the fact that there was Chaim that came to the world, don't you declare that there was a Ratzon for Chaim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? And b'meila, in that warning, there's a Kal V'chaimah that contains itself Tchias HaMesim. So the answer is exactly like we explained Kal V'chaimah before. It logically, I can't give it any gedarim. So how does Chias happen after Misa? My world of Tfisa stops at Misa. It's like David HaMelech told his Mesharsim when they told him that his child had died, he said, well, I'm going there, he's not coming back. That's it. And that's the right understanding in this world. That's the right understanding of it. But within that, there's a Kal V'chaimah. The Kal V'chaimah that if there was a Ratzon for Bria, when there was no Bria, so certainly when there was a Bria, that Ratzon should somehow be mechayet. What a Kal V'chaimah gives me is something that my seichel is not teifis in its gedarim and its havana, but I'm able to connect to it as certainty. So all I have in it is, I don't know how much, I don't know when, I don't know anything, but I know for sure. That's the midah of Kal V'chaimah. So b'meila, that's the midah of refuah. Kael nor refon alo. The Shem Kael, the Goyen, when he speaks about the different Shemes, so Kael is all the other midas, Racham, V'chanan, Chapayim, all of those are midas that are misoyer from the need of people. He explains each one these different shades in different ways. Kael is the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be misgaber on midas, so to speak. In other words, to produce something more than the midas would have. Something that comes from the ruts and rather from the midas. So b'meila, the midas of the ability to see chius in misa is only through the world of Kal V'chaimah. It's only through Kael nor refon alo, and it's the Shem Kael specifically that allows me to say I can't understand what it is. I don't know its limits, I don't know its size, I don't know its structure, but it has to have a mitzias mikoyach from what's there before. That is the midah of Kal V'chaimah, as used here. So, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be mispalo for Klal Yisrael, and there was no mokum for tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'mcheno, that means that it's finished. That's Misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying v'mchen is Misa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him a separate Seder Tefillah that starts with Kael. There's another Mahalach. You're right. I can't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that are absolutely non-existent. For me to stand and daven for Tchias HaMesim on somebody now, there's no mokum for that. I can't daven with something I don't deserve. I can't daven with something that's not within Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do. All of those in Yarm, you can't just daven because you feel like it. But what I can daven is that once I have a tfisa that there's something there more. It was true in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed in the Midas. We once spoke about it, not in you now. But in the Seder HaTfilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a tfilah that starts with Kael. That means there's Keneged Kal V'chaimah, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael from nowhere, Mitchila, I was saying, Oib Davar Ezara, V'ash Kivon HaMokum, Kol Shekein, Achshav Shekivon HaMokum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Kiyum, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Tfisa and so on, and wants us and so on. That's that was the shayrish of that. There are no free rides. And if a person, it's saying specific words, and even thinking about how great and fantastic HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the solution. Just because I think Kadosh Baruch Hu is gewaldic, he can even manage to pull off Kelvachim Bechanon, that's not, that doesn't do it. A person needs to be Mis'or Zelu Maseh. The whole time of Dvaira is a Musa Sefer written by the Ramak that explains how to emulate those Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you want to be Zechus Yach Yamlet. I want to give a general sense of it. Chazal say that when a person is Maval Midoisav, it's a special skula to be zeich in this. That's Menon Chaveri. I want to speak dafka about Menon Lemakim a minute. If a person's tfisa in Avodas Hashem is, what does the Shulchan Aruch force me to do? What am I obligated to do? And what am I absolutely prohibited from doing? Even if I'm not even talking about looking for kulis or chumris. Forget. I'm not looking for one shit could make. This is my goal in life is not to run afoul of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Kavroch is mitzave and I'm a chuyev and I have to do what I have to do, and that's it. Then the person's world is mugbal to the world that is limited. And there's no makom for anything else. Let's give an example. If a person has a guest coming to eat, so if it's a guest that has to be yoytzei chavasi, he's a poor person. It's a ritual. It's whatever it is. So I say to myself, okay, what's acceptable? What's nice? That's that. I'm not going to rack my brains to think of something out of the ordinary. If it's somebody that I really, really like, that I'm looking for that person's friendship, closeness, whatever it is, I'm going to do anything I can to make something special. Adrabe. The worst thing I could do is do what everybody else does, because then the message is, I'm Yetzi Chavasi. What can I do to show something special? Once you use this muscle in Kippur, if a person walks into a jewelry store and he asks for jewelry for his collar, and the person asks him, well, what do you want to buy? The person says, whatever it takes not to break off the shidduch. That's not going to go very far. It's not a good simon. The person has to say, I want it better than I can afford, nicer than you make it. Because the person wants to be mala rotzen from within the context of chiyuv. So if a person's attitude towards kiyum mitzvahs and Torah is yedei chayvasoi, shuras hadin, and I'm talking about shuras hadin on bread, I'm talking about not looking for a heter, but say no. If a person demnes oira to regish of kedusha, if a person has no hanhaga, that's just an expression of my personal chiba for it, then the person has truncated himself for Kal V'Chaimah. He has all the midas in the Torah except for Kal V'Chaimah. If it's a Gezer Sheva, if it says clearly, if there's a bottom line Shulchan Aruch, if the Kal V'Chaimah only allows me to go as far as this din is, that becomes a binyanav of certain sorts. In other words, if the din is here and this is Mohammed, the same halacha. But that's because din only gives you equal. But Kal V'Chaimah contains itself. It certainly should be like that. Dayalovin Adin is only if it's not, if there's no pircha. But this, the whole Kal V'Chaimah becomes nifrach. You say to yourself, if a bus in front of a bus of a dumb, would I do this? Would I give this? Hakivei nolo fechasecha. Would you bring something like that? So if all that tells me is okay, so balmum is not good. If I wouldn't give it to an Aruch Hashem, I can't give it a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all it gave you? So the Kal V'Chaimah doesn't contain anything more. It's a Binyanav, not a Kal V'Chaimah. But if a person says, if from Pechasech I would give X, shouldn't I give Jerusalem from X plus something? That's the pshat the person there has Kal V'Chaimah. I can't be mechayev that in din. In din, all I can eliminate from Akiveinu of Pechasecha is that it shouldn't be unless. I can't, there's no Hagdara chiyuvis that comes out from it. But if the person doesn't take Akriveinah and make out of it a Kal V'Chaimah in his nefesh, then the person is not shaykh to that midah. And then he has no shaykhs to that world of tefillah, to that world of kapara. How can I say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know that by everything you said, we're gone, but your ratzon really is, my world is not kol shekein. Why? By what right am I nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If a person builds his world of Yiddishkeit, his world of Torah, his world of Avayis Hashem, and Benon Mechaveri, if he builds it, and he has the mid of Kalvachayma in it, that anything that exists is a vessel for something bigger. I know that I'm Teifus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, X, Y, Z, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Le'elo Le'elo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. The Godel Gibor V'Noir I saw, Kelolion is where it, and therefore, it's not that I define HaKadosh Baruch Hu in science. From science, I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond science. From Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Chiyuvim and Sivuyim of Torah, I say, if this is what I have to do, well, what is it that I want to do? When a person is malin himself, those nekudas of Ratzon, then a person becomes shayach to the sheirish of all those yudgim midas. All the yudgim midas bechlolon are midas beyond shuras hadin. The midas that shayach to world kavachoyme. Kale is the midah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm kibim mizgaber on my own dinim as well. Yes, I gave a shaharach and it says at this point it's over. But there is no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kael is an internal Hizgabris Kaviyachol, where there could be more than the Shuras Hadin. That's a midah of internal. Even though Elokim, Kael has itself an element of Gvura, the Goyen explains it's the internal. It's overcoming the Gvulas Kosh set in the Bria. So if a person himself, both in his own, in his anhagas, in his attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in his attitude to other people, the person dehears that the Shuras Hadin sets the platter, but how much you pile on the platter belongs to the world of Kal V'Chayma, and Kal V'Chayma starts with Din and goes to as far as you're willing to dehear it. Whatever you make the Kal V'Chayma, if this is what I do for Pechasecha, then if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do what? That's me. That's set from myself. If that's a person's mahalach, klap other people at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when a person needs to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person unlocks the world of Yudim Yisrachim, the world of Mikael Kamoicha, the world of Kael Rachim Bechanan, the world of Kal V'Chayma, which is that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put gvulis in the bria and put and there are all sorts of boundaries and consequences, but a person, if that's his personal mida or as much as personal mida, person can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a kal v'chaymer, that if before Asher l'netzarti you brought me into this world and there's a ratzon for my kiyum, kol shekein once I was neitzer, despite the fact that there's gvulis in my yitzira, but Mises has a certain gvul to it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon goes beyond that, transcends that. I don't understand how, I don't understand why, I don't understand where, but tachlis, I know it's there, and b'meila, I can tap in and ask for rachman on that. Excellent.